Krishna. I'm like a stopgap arrangement today. I'm just sitting here, and I should not be sitting here, but by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can discuss something about Lord Balaramji. So we'll read, few passages from Srimad Bhagavatam, and there is some compilation of Lord Balaram's pastimes. So we'll just try to read, and please correct me if something goes wrong. Hare Krishna. So in the Dasavatara Stotra, there is Jayadeva Goswami is talking about Lord Balaram's appearance. So we'll just, this is the eighth sloka. Vaha siva pusi vishadhe vasanam jaladabam halahati viti milita yamunabam kesavadrita haladara rupa jaya jagadhisa hare Vapusi vishadhe vasanam jaladhavam halahati bhiti milita yamunabham kesavadrita haladhara rupa jaya jagadhisa hare jaya jagadhisa hare Vapusi vishadhe vasanam jaladavam halahati bhita milita yamunavam kesavadrita haladara rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Translation. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plough, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your ploughshare. So, Lord Balaram, today we are celebrating Lord Balaram's appearance. And Lord Balaram is none other than, Lord Balaram also is the Supreme Personality of God. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Balaram also Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna's first expansion is Lord Balaram. So, in this material world, all this creation, everything is maintained, sustained, everything is done by Lord Balaram. So Krishna's first expansion is Balaram, and another expansion is Srimati Radharani. So from Balaram only all the Chaturvyuga, this Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarshan, all these different incarnations, they come from Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram also is like an Adi Guru. So he is the Guru Tattva. So when we go to Krishna, we don't approach Krishna directly. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. So we don't approach Lord Krishna, we can't directly approach Krishna. We approach Krishna through like Balaram or like a Guru. So same way, when we approach like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we approach through Nityananda. Like we have so many pastimes, people directly try to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they could not get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. But when they went through Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Balaram, so automatically they get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we'll just read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which is Krishna book, Prabhupada explains about the appearance of Baladev. So this is from Canto 10, chapter 2, text number 8. Devakya jatare garbham seshakyam dhama mamakam tat sannikarshya rohinya udare sannivesaya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshana or Sesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Sesha. The Sesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Sesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, Satgarbhas. Does this mean that Satgarbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained in Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.4-5. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagatavyaktamurtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avastita nachamastani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram bhutabhrinna cha bhutasto mamatma bhutabhavanaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded, all beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all the living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam kalo idam Brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and he is not everywhere. Everything rests upon him and yet does not rest upon him. This can be explained only through the Achintya Bheda Abheda philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Yavan Yaschasmi Tattvata. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, the principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of Bhakti Yoga. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purify her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as Satgarbhas were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhaktir evainam darshyati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents Bhakti.
And Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested. The real position in bhakti is manifested and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the six sons of Marichi are killed by such fear and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the supreme personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the supreme personality of Godhead. After the six sons of Kama, Krodha, six sons Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, are killed, the Sesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly explains Lord Balaram's position. Lord Balaram is appeared in the womb of Devaki, and Lord Krishna instructed Yogamaya specifically to transfer from Yogamaya, from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. So that's why Balaram has different names. Balaram called Sankarshan. He's also called Rohini Nandan. He's also called Ba. When the Kula Guru analyzed this the child's birth, they could see very clearly, because the rishis were trikalagnya. They can see past, present, future. So they could see, what is this boy? This boy is not ordinary boy. So they gave him a name called Rama. Rama means one who gives pleasure to everyone. Rama. Rama is pleasure to everyone. And also he said he is not just ordinary Ram, he is Balaram. He is full of strength and he is called Balaram. So they gave different names for Balaram. Like Krishna appeared and then Balaram. So they gave the name the Balaram. So this is like and this Shastra says also here, he is the source of all the incarnation. Whatever we see, everything is coming from, emanating from Balaram. So that's Lord Balaram's position. So we are very fortunate. We are able to, in the Balaram, it's like a Shastra says, Balaram hoila nithai. Vrajendra nandana say, Sachi sutta hoila say. Balaram hoila nithai. So this same Vrajendra Nandan, Krishna appeared as Sachisuta, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Balaram hoila nithai. Balaram again appeared as a Nithai, Nityananda Prabhu. So we can always remember this. Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is needed. Balaram's mercy is needed. Because we can't go to Krishna directly. That is why when the Narottam Das Thakur and all the Acharyas, they say, when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu or when we get the mercy of Lord Balaram, we automatically can get. When Balaram, if he sanctions somebody, then automatically, like a Srimati Radharani sanctions somebody, Krishna has to accept. There is no other goal. Same way when Lord Balaram says somebody, okay, you accept him, that's it. Krishna can't do anything. So this is Lord Balaram's position. And we can take shelter of Lord Balaram. And there are some pastimes I wanted to read. I think I don't want to read too much because it's a fasting day and we have other services to do. I'll just read. Some of you might have seen the email, but I'll just say maybe a repetition, but I'll just read and we'll discuss a little bit. Lord Balaram is the first personal expansion of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All other incarnations expand from him. In Lord Krishna's pastimes, he plays as Krishna's older brother. Together, Krishna and Balaram enact many pastimes as cowherd boys in the land of Vrindavan. Lord Balaram carries a plow and club and is known for his great strength. So if you want to read more, Chaitanya Charitamrita has more description. And Balaram serves Krishna in five different ways. Because this is as a Sesha Naga. So this is like this is a resting place for the Lord. And also Balaram expands as different, we saw the Chaturvyuga. So they also, this is like that way also he serves Krishna. And in Ramalila, Balaram appears as like a younger brother, Lakshmana. In Krishna Leela, automatically he is an elder brother. So it's not like a. So this is like a, the positions have been changed. I mean, Rama Leela is always like a. Balaram, Lakshman is always serving. But in Krishna Leela, a little bit different. Balaram is an elder brother. Krishna took up that position, advantageous position, so that he can serve. Balaram also. Sometimes Balaram will defeat Krishna, and then Krishna has to Krishna will massage his feet. So this is like this transcendental reciprocation goes on between Krishna and Balaram. It's very hard to understand, but it's still sufficient for us to understand by the mercy of Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram are non-different. Not different, but still different. That's what Prabhupada says. This has to be understood by this. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, but Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. So, and again, who is Lord Balaram? The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnation, Lord Balaram is his second body. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna, and he assists Lord Krishna in transcendental pastimes. He is the source of the entire spiritual world and is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. He assumes 5 other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in 4 other forms called the Chaturvyuga, 4 armed forms known as Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He executes the orders of the Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Sesha, he serves Sri Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. No one can approach Krishna without first getting the mercy of Baladev. Some of them may be a repetition. Please bear with me. Descent of Lord Balaram. Whenever Krishna appears in the material world, he is accompanied by his associates and paraphernalia. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna descended into the material world, he was first preceded by Baladev. Only after Baladev gave his mercy did Krishna descend. Such is the intimate relationship between Krishna and Baladev. When Baladev appeared as the 7th child in the womb of Devaki, she could understand this was a divine child, and this made her all more concerned about his safety. Even Kamsa could sense his potency, and he became fearful, thinking he may be been tricked by the prophecy that he will be slain only by the 8th child of Devaki. At this time, Krishna instructed Yoga Maya, his internal potency, to transfer the unborn child from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini, one of the other wives of Vasudev, who was hiding from Kamsa in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. In this way, Balaram was born in Gokul under the protection of Nanda Maharaj. The venerable Kula Guru of the Yadu dynasty revealed to Rohini that the child she was carrying was indeed that of her husband Vasudev. At the time of name giving ceremony, he named the child Rama, one who gives all pleasure. Referring to immense strength of the child, Gargamuni predicted that he will also be known as Balaram. Balam means strength. Since he was forcibly attracted from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini, he was also called Sankarshan. As the son of Rohini, he was known as Rohini Nandan. As the elder brother of Krishna, he was also called Dauji. So, Srila Prabhupada always refers this Bala. In many lectures, Prabhupada says, this Bala does not mean the physical strength. Sometimes in a Bala, people think you have to be very stout and you have to be very hefty, then only you can make spiritual progress. No, that Bala here is the favor of Lord Balaram. The spiritual strength. So the spiritual strength, the bestower of the spiritual strength is Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So that mercy has to be obtained. That's why Prabhupada says, not the physical strength is not such an important thing in making, material strength is not very important in making spiritual progress. This Bala refers is like we have to have the blessings of Lord Balaram. Then only we can make some spiritual progress. The form of Lord Balaram. Powerful Lord Balaram is 16 years old, full of luster of youth, and has a fair complexion in the color of crystal. He wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. His handsome hair is tied in a graceful top knot. Splendid earrings adorn his ears, and his neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels. Splendid armlets and bracelets ornament Dauji's graceful and very strong arms, and his feet are decorated with splendid jeweled anklets. Lord Balaram's beauty is enhanced by earrings touching his cheeks. His face is decorated with tilak made from musk, and his broad chest is ornamented with a garland of gunja. Balaram's voice is very grave, and his arms are very long, touching his thighs. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistering rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother, Krishna, still out of love for him, he never leaves Krishna alone in the forest, even for a moment. Balaram is Sri Krishna's dearest friend and is a great reservoir of nectar of mellows of many kinds of transcendental pastimes. So we can see Lord Balaram always looks into the protection of Lord Krishna. So every time, like, even though he knows that he is a supreme lord, but still his elder brother is a duty bound to protect his younger brother. So he gives protection. Like also whenever the various pastimes happens, Lord Balaram is always smiles. He knows this is going to come successful. Because other people were a bit worried when they were lifting Govardhan hill or killing Akasur, Bakasur, different demons are killed. Other people were very worried, but Balaram in one sense he was not worried because he knew that what is the end result, because Krishna will just smash all of them. But this is like a, even though he knows, but sometimes he takes that other responsibility, hey, I have to protect my younger brother. So that is the transcendental pastime between Krishna and Balaram. And there are some specific pastimes of Balaram. Balaram kills, slays Denukasura. There are many demons are killed by, some of them are killed by Krishna, and some of the, most of them may be killed by Krishna, and some of the demons were killed by, this is a quiz question, maybe when Janmashtami quiz, because this is very hard to remember. Sometimes most of the people, Akasur, Baka, Krishna killing the demons is very easy to remember, but Balaram killing the demon, only few. So this is a, we can remember like that. Balaram, Denukasur was a powerful demon who had assumed the form of an ass. With his demon friends, he was occupying Talavana, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Out of fear of these demons, no one could approach Talavana and enjoy the numerous flowers and fruits in the forest. Balaram, induced by his cowherd friends, entered the forest desiring to kill the demons. He began shaking the fruit trees, making a big noise. Denuka, furious at the intrusion, attacked Balaram with his rear legs. But Balaram easily picked him up by his legs and whirled him around until he died. As the other demon friends of Denuka rushed to attack, Krishna and Balaram picked them up and threw them on trees, killing them. Soon, the forest was free of all demons, and it appeared that the bent trees were being directed by Balaram to obeisances to Krishna. So this is very interesting. So this is like a Lord Krishna also, when he was walking in the forest of Vrindavan, he wants to glorify Balaram, my dear brother, because all the trees, they are all your associates. Now they are all bending down to take association from you. Because they were all like, so they are offering their, because Krishna, he is glorifying Balaram. And here Balaram is just, the trees are bowing down to Krishna. So this is the wonderful mood. And Balaram kills Pralambasura. Once when Krishna and Balaram were playing with the cowherd boys, a demon named Pralamba entered the mist disguised as a cowherd boy. Understanding the invincible potency of Krishna, he instead decided to abduct Balaram. This is a wrong move actually. Instead of abducting Krishna, he thought he will abduct Balaram. At the end of the game, as the losing party, he is supposed to carry Balaram on his shoulder, carrying the Lord on his shoulders. He ran swiftly, but Balaram, realizing the true identity of the demon, began to make himself heavier and heavier. Unable to bear the weight, the demon assumed the original form, which was like a huge, dark, effulgent cloud decorated with golden ornaments. Balaram then brought his fist down the head of the demon, splitting into two and causing him to give up his life. Balaram glorified by Krishna. As the elder brother of Krishna, Balaram was the object of his love and respect. Once when walking in the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna observed the trees bending down as if paying obeisances. He glorified the lotus feet of Lord Balaram being the object of devotion even for the demigods. He said the trees, which were impersonalist in the previous lifetimes, witnessing the personal form of Balaram, were now praying for his devotion. At other times, when Balaram would get tired by playing, he would lie down at the lap of the cowherd boy and Krishna would personally massage his feet, fan him and give him service. Such was the sweet reciprocation of love between Krishna and Balaram. Yamuna Devi chastised. This picture where this is a famous pastime. We can always remember. Like this is the beauty. You know, like just remembering Lord Balaram is very easy. Just remember so many pastimes are there. Just even remember one pastime. That's sufficient. You can go back home, back to God. You don't have to do anything special. We can just come here every day. Just see the Lord Balaram. Just like a Yamuna Devi. Just this. That's a small pastime. We'll read four lines here. Once Lord Balaram, who was at that time living in Dwaraka, came back to stay in Vrindavan for 2 months. At that time, he enjoyed pastime with his gopi friends who are different from the gopis of Krishna. Enjoying such pastimes on the bank of Yamuna at Ramaghata, the Lord summoned Yamuna so that he could sport in the water. When Yamuna Devi did not respond, Yamuna Devi didn't understand or maybe this is a pastime. So Yamuna Devi did not respond. Lord Balaram took up his favorite weapon, his plow, and began to drag Yamuna in 100 streams. Understanding the position of Lord Balaram, Yamuna Devi personally appeared and offered her obeisances to the Lord with many prayers in his glorification. Thus appeased, the Lord entered and bathed in the waters of the Yamuna River. This is again, Kauravas chastised because there is a common notion among people like Balaram is always favoring Duryodhan. Because it's a common notion going on. Because Balaram, he's a supreme lord. He does not favor anyone. He's not inimical to anyone. He's not favorable to anyone. Sometimes it appears. It appears that he is favoring only this one. No. So here we see the pastime here. Samba, the darling son of Jambavati and Krishna, kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhan, from the assembly where she was supposed to choose her husband. It's very clear. The Samba is a male, Lakshmana is a female. So sometimes the names, when you say Lakshmana, they may think that Lakshmana is a boy's name. No, it's not a boy's name. Lakshmana is a girl and Samba is a boy. So Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhan, from the assembly where she was supposed to choose her husband, this is Swayamvara. The furious Kauravas, after a prolonged fight, finally arrested Samba by sending in 6 of the great warriors. When the Yadavas heard that they prepared for battle, but Lord Balaram pacified them, preferring to find a peaceful solution. However, when he requested Kauravas to return Samba and Lakshmana, the Kauravas responded by insulting him and Yadava dynasty. Understanding them to be ignorant in their false prestige, Balaram took his plow and began to drag Hastinapur into the Ganges. This is what... because we perform this, putting this bomb here, bomb there, this type of things. But Lord Balaram's tactics is different. Oh, you are saying that? Okay, I'll pull Hastinapur only into the Ganges. Finished. So, he started pulling the Hastinapur. Like, Balaram took his plow, began to drag Hastinapur into Ganges. The terrified Kauravas now surrendered to the lotus feet of Balaram, begging for his mercy. They immediately returned Samba and Lakshmana and they had them married ceremoniously with many other opulent gifts. This is another wonderful pastime. Balaram marries Revati. So this once, in Satyayuga, there was a king called Raivata Raja, whose daughter was Revati, who was excellent in all respects. The problem is, if you are excellent in all respects, it's very fine to find a match actually. She was very, all the respects, she was very wonderful, excellent, but the father could not find a match. So he went to Lord Brahma, my dear Lord Brahma, so now you this Revati is there, but there is no match. What happened? So he stayed sometime in Brahma Loka. So Brahma said, okay, now why you have stayed here, already so many millions of universes, many yugas have gone, now you go down, now the Balaram, Krishna Balaram Leela is happening, now Balaram is there, Balaram is a suitable match for him. So that pastime is here. In Satyayuga, there was a king named Raivata, whose daughter Revati was excellent in all respects. Unable to find a match suitable for her, the king took her to the court of Brahma for his advice. After waiting for some time, when the king met Brahma, he was shocked to learn that in the short time he spent in Brahmaloka, millions of years had already passed on earth. At the time, Dwapara Yuga was concluding. However, Lord Brahma informed King Raivata that present time was... Lord Balaram was who is more than qualified to be the husband of Revati. So King Raivata returned and approached Balaram to accept Revati as his wife. However, Revati belonged to an earlier yuga when people were much larger physically. So Balaram placed his plow on her head and shrunk her to an appropriate size. That's his wife. So this is a pastime where, because this is, sometimes people don't understand actually. People say, how Duryodhana was like this, Bhima was like that, because they don't understand between the different yugas, the physical strength, the bodily strength and all this size, everything differences actually. Because if you go to the Hyderabad, there is a Solar Jung Museum. Then the Solar Jung Museum, if you see the different weapons worn by kings who are 200, 300 years old, that king's weapon only you can't lift actually. You need two or three people to lift that weapons, lift, and that with all the things they used to sit in the horse and used to fight. Actually, putting on the weapon only a big fight actually. And then after that sitting in the horse and then fighting, this is a big circus actually. And people don't believe that. But see, this is, but now here in the Shastra we said in the Revata, the Revati, she was like the Dwapara Yuga, different size. And Lord Balaram has to bring her to the Kali Yuga size. No, like says, then this is possible. Then only it is possible. So this is, because people don't have faith in Shastra. This is the problem. They have faith in Superman, that story, this story. Any nonsense they do, they believe everything. But then Krishna does something, when Balaram does something, oh, is it possible? Can this happen? Why all the doubts come here? Why can't the doubts come there? Because we don't have faith. We believe everything. Shastra, we don't have faith. This is a problem. That's why, you know, like, we have to have a firm faith. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like Ashraddha Dana Purusha. Ashraddha, Shraddha. There is no faith in the Shastra. Then it is very difficult. So that we have to increase our faith in the Shastra. And again, Balaram and Mahabharata. This is another controversial. Because, so in general, Balaram was equally affectionate to both Pandavas and Kauravas. He accepted both Duryodhana and Bhima and as his disciples in the art of mace war. As a teacher, he appreciated the superior technique of Duryodhana as opposed to the raw strength of Bhima. At the time of Mahabharata, he refused to take sides and instead went to an extended pilgrimage to the holy place. Like Lord Krishna also said, no, I'm not going to take part in the war. Same thing. Krishna also said, I'm not going to take part in the war. But he took in another way. Balaram took in a different way. He went for a pilgrimage. And in the battle between Bhima and Duryodhana, he became very angry at Bhima for killing Duryodhana by trickery, but was appeased by Sri Krishna. End of the day, Krishna has to intervene. Otherwise, he would have killed Bhima. if Krishna didn't interfere in that time, then Lord Balaram would have killed Bhima. Because according to the mace yuddha, you are not supposed to hit behind the waist. This is the mace. But unfortunately, the problem is Duryodhana had that this thing from Gandhari. Gandhari has given her, she is a Pativrata, she has given a special boon that his whole body is like a made like a vajra, except the below portion. So Krishna knew that. That's why he said, now strike. This is what sometimes, you know, like when Krishna says something, that becomes absolute truth. Doesn't matter. Krishna knows why this is happening. Sometimes, you know, like they question, oh, why you are Krishna? No, Krishna is absolute truth. This is Param Satyam. So there is Param Satyam, there cannot be anything wrong in that. So if we follow Param Satyam, automatically we are protected. So then again, it's another killing of Romaharsha. It's very interesting, very important pastime for all of us. That I'm just, towards the end of Dwapara Yuga, thousands of sages assembled on the banks of Naimisharanya to perform a 1,000-year yajna in an effort to reverse the onset of Kali Yuga. They appointed as their leader Romaharshana, one of the main disciples of Vyasadeva, who was also present when Sugadeva Goswami narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to King Parikshit. When Lord Balaram entered the assembly, understanding him to be the supreme personality of Godhead, all present rose to offer him respect. However, Romaharshan, proud at occupying the position of the leader, did not get up. Lord Balaram could understand that even though Romaharshana was an expert Vedantist, he had not yet realized these teachings. Considering him unqualified to lead the ceremony, Balaram touched him with a blade of grass, causing him to die. He then instituted Suta, the son of Romaharshan, as the leader of the assembly and continued with his pilgrimage. So this is etiquette. When Supreme Lord comes, when authority or when a senior person comes, then it's not that, okay, this is like a Vyasa Asana, it's like a, we are supposed to be a representative Vyasa, we are not become Vyasadeva. So we have to understand that we are sitting in the Vyasas and we are not automatically, we are just only a representative, we are supposed to represent Vyasadeva. So when authority comes, but Rama Harshan, so he thought like he is above Lord Brahma, Lord Balaram. He thought like he is Balaram in the, even from material calculation, he appeared in the Kshatriya family. So he thought he is, so it is a very, very calculation is very materialistic calculation. So when then Lord Balaram immediately he understood, though then he just, this grass, Kusa grass, he just killed. And you think, oh, Balaram is very arrogant. No, immediately the Brahmanas when they saw, they mentioned Balaram. Actually, they one sense that you are Supreme Lord, but still we condone your act of killing this Brahman. See, these Brahmanas had so much of power, they could tell even Lord Balaram. They said, you have killed him, we accept, no problem. But still, we have given all the blessings to this man, this Rama Harshan. No, you have killed him. So then Balaram said, then you have to do some prayaschitta. Like, Lord doesn't have any prayaschitta. Still, just Lord, just to give, because he is like an Amo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagasthitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya. So he is like a very favorable to Brahmana. Okay, but now Brahmanas, you are saying, yes, I will go whatever the atonement, what is needed. So then he says, you want me to give this life to Rama Harshan with long life? I will give you, no problem. So then the Brahmana said, whatever you did is absolute. We don't want to negate that. So then they selected Suta Goswami, like a Rama Harshana's son. So he was selected as the speaker of this assembly. That's why in Bhagavatam we say Suta Uvacha. The Suta Uvacha is referring to Suta Goswami, is a son of Rama Harshana. So then the whole thing, then he gave all the blessings. And then this Brahmana said, then the Lord Balaram said, what kind of other atonement if you want to do? Then the Brahmanas just said, there is one Rakshasa called the Balvala. So he is creating a lot of disturbance for us. So please kill him. If you kill him, we will be very blessed and with that. So then that Balaram. So this is the beauty. Even though Lord Balaram is a Supreme Lord, he for a Brahmana, he is prepared to do anything and everything. And his principle also, he wants to set right things. It's not like a Rama Harshan, what he said, that did was, all the Brahmanas are getting a Rama Harshana thinking that like, I am separate, I am higher than Lord Brahma, Balaram. That is not correct. So he wants to correct that also. Because Krishna's appearance and Balaram's appearance is also dharma samsthapanarthaya. To re-establish the religious principle. So to do that, see, Lord Brahma, Balaram has to perform these pastimes. So now, this is like we are concluding, to at least to come to some conclusion. Mercy of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram exemplifies the service attitude to Krishna. His only mission is to please Krishna by rendering service to him. Whether it is in the creation of material world, maintaining the spiritual world, or as his personal paraphernalia, Lord Balaram is the eternal companion of Sri Krishna. He came as Lakshman with Ram and later as Nityananda Prabhu with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the original spiritual master, and anyone desiring to make spiritual progress must first get the mercy of Lord Balaram. So this is a just want to read this this song by Narottam Das Thakur. If time permits, I hope. And in 5 minutes we can finish. This song is very important. I'm not good in singing. I'll just read prose only. So, Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Jeshai Jagata Jurai Eno Nittai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai Dhrida Kori Dharo Nittai Pai. So this is a very nice song. This is a purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a very nice song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nithai Pada, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kamala means lotus and Pada means feet, are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only one of, but millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there is always blazing fire and everyone is struggling. hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of million moons. Juraya means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence, and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Se sambandha nahi jar, bhruta janma gelodha, se pashu boro dura cha, nitai na bolilo muke, majila samsara suke, vidyakule gi garibo ta. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? Nityananda, he says, He no nittai binebai. Unless one takes shelter under the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna paita nai. It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then he says, Se sambandha nahi. Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has no contact or relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. In another song also, Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gonainu. Anyone who does not approach Radha and Krishna through a relationship with Nityananda uselessly spoiled his life. Bhruta means useless, Janma means life, Tar means his, and Sambandha means relationship. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of his human form of life. Why is he spoiling? Se Pashu Boro Durachar. Se means that, Pashu means animal, and Durachar means misbehaved or the most misbehaved. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, life is simply spoiled in the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says, the ordinary animals can be tamed, but when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible, for he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs, even a tiger can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take the human activity of Krishna consciousness, his higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities, and it is very difficult to tame him. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man, because his heart is polluted. He cannot be tamed. Every man sees that a person who commits a criminal offense is punished by the government, and also in scriptural injunctions, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of the state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. Ahankare matha hoya nitai pada pashariya asatya re satya kori mani nitaye koruna habe braja radha Krishna Pabhe Dharonitai Charana Dukani. What are they doing? Nitaina Bhole Muke. Since they do not know who Nityananda is, they never say the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Majilo Samsara Suke. Majilo means becomes absorbed. They become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment. They don't care for who Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are, and therefore they go deep down into the material existence. Vidya kule ki koribetha. If one has no connection with Nityananda, and if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his vidya, or his so-called academic education, and kula, birth in a higher family or great nation, will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has a very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act. His work will be finished and he will get another body according to that work. Why are these human animals acting in this way? Ahankare matha hoya nitai pada pashariya become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Nityananda. Asatyara satyakori mani. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. Asatyara refers to that which is not a fact, or in other words, maya. Maya means that which has no existence but is a temporary illusion only. Persons who have no contact with Nityananda accept this illusory body as factual. Nitaye charana satya tahara sevaka nitya nitai pada sada kore asha narotama boro duki nitai moro koro suki rakoranga charanera pasha. Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitaye Karuna Have Braja Radha Krishna Pabe. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Dharo Nitai Charana Dukhani. Narottama Das advises that one firmly catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Then again he says, Nitai Charana Satya. One should not misunderstand and think that he has caught hold of Maya. Similarly, the lotus feet of Nityananda may also be something like that Maya or illusion. Therefore, Narottam Das confirms, Nitai Charana Satya, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. Tahara Sevaka Nitya. And one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. If one engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves his transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, he advises, Nitai Pada Sada Koro Asha. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Boro Dukhi. Narottam Das Thakur, the Acharya, is taking the position that he is very unhappy. Actually, he is representing ourselves. He says, my dear Lord, I am very unhappy. Nitai moro koro suki. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Rako ranga charanera pasha. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. So, this is a nice song Srila Prabhupada translated. This is a... So, we all have a connection with Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Balaram. Because today we have come here. We had a darshan of Lord Balaram. So we are just very fortunate. We have this connection with, so we can't say that I don't have a connection with Nityananda Prabhu. We have connection. Now we have to re-establish that connection and maintain the connection. This is the problem. This is the hard thing. Establishing the connection is one thing, maintaining the connection, and then that is important. That is possible by coming regularly to the temple and participating in the program. There are so many programs are happening. So this way, we can get Lord Balaram's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When we get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and Lord Balaram's mercy, automatically you get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Lord Krishna's mercy we get. And also, whatever you get, and you try to give them to others also. So then that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Srila Prabhupada wanted all of us. Just not like we have a very valuable jewel, very valuable aushadha. Aushadha means medicine. And this aushadha has to be distributed. It's not just like I keep the aushadha in the, say, bureau and lock it. No, that is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's or Prabhupada's mood. Prabhupada went all the way to give the aushadha to everyone. So we should, at our capacity. Our capacity may not be big capacity, but still according to our capacity. So whatever we can do, we should try to give this message. The message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, message of Srila Prabhupada, give to others also. That way they will be happy also. So that way our going back home, back regarded is guaranteed. This is the trick. Want to go back home, back regarded, what you do is you try to give this knowledge to so many people. Then because of that, at least, oh, you did this. You are doing Krishna's work and Krishna is very favorably inclined. Oh, you are doing my work. Okay, I will reserve a seat for you. I will put one kerchief there. One for you. Like normally in India, like you have to reserve one seat. Like put this thing. One towel you put there, that seat is reserved. For us also, Krishna will reserve the seat. Actually, Prabhupada said, actually, one devotee in Bombay, this devotee was building temple, building rooms for the devotee. Prabhupada say, you are building rooms for my devotee, I will make a room for you in Vaikuntha, well, like in Goloka Vrindavan. So this is, Prabhupada can say that. Prabhupada, because he is a confidential associate of Lord. Same way, when we take little bit of effort, little, okay, Prabhupada sees, okay, this fellow is struggling, and even the struggle also, he is trying to give his Krishna consciousness to somebody. So he appreciates that. That is what we have to do. Not that, okay, we are all like a Mahabhagavat, now we are sitting here to give big bhashan, big lecture. No! We are also struggling in our Krishna consciousness. But in our struggle also, at least, okay, let me struggle. At least we are struggling actually. Outside people are not struggling. They are struggling for something else actually. At least we are struggling. Struggling in Krishna consciousness also is a big credit actually. Yeah, I am struggling to maintain my route. Yeah, good. That is good. At least we are struggling. We are doing something. No, they are not even started. At least we are struggling to do that. So that is very important. At least struggle. After some struggle, then we will also pick up. Few times we will fall down and we will get up. So that way, we have to keep this mood going. That today is a very special day. Lord Balaram's mercy, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So we have to anchor for that mercy. And all our enthusiasm, we have to channel that in the service of the Lord. See, it's very interesting. See, we have to have the enthusiasm. That enthusiasm has to be transferred to some service actually. Because then only, otherwise, not like, yes, jai. Then after that, well, there is some service. And then, oh no, I'm very busy. No, that is not. So that means the service, see, the main thing is, when the enthusiasm, when we are so much ecstatic, that the ecstatic feeling should be translated into seva to the Lord. Then it becomes, otherwise I'm very ecstatic, very wonderful. Yes, that's good. But that should be, what am I doing for the Lord? So that should be translated to some service. Then that will be pleasing to the Lord, pleasing to Prabhupada, pleasing to all the Vaishnavas. So thank you very much. And please, this is like a, out of my ignorance, I might say so many things. Please forgive me. And if there are any questions or comments, please, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Krishna Balaram ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai. I think already time is past, I think. And the next question is, when is the breakfast time? That's the next question. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.